Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Yeah, this is my, it's definitely my cup of cake. Stormzy with Oxlade and Ayana on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, it has been a dramatic morning. It has been a beautiful morning. It's been a beautiful celebration of love. It's been a morning where we decided, as Fresh FM, as Fresh Breakfast, today is the day that the good Lord has made that we are going to highlight LOVE. Why are we always so scared when it comes to matters of love? But you know what? These are questions that we're going to pose to a man that day in, day out, his phone is inundated with requests to help. He's a consultant. He's the guy that will honestly, in all honesty, tell you, look, with no biasness. With no biasness, he will tell you, NSK, Yisone, Mecho Fro, Jay's Verkeer. Or he will even tell NSK's Fro, Osi, here, you are wrong.
Run.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kamane. Mm-hmm. Katiti used to call him Omo.
Yeah. Omo. Yeah, still does.
It still does, yeah, right?
It still does.
Yes. Uncle GEP, relationship mechanic for 20 years. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, this is not, because you know, these days, man, because you talk nice and you have 100,000 followers on Instagram, now all of a sudden you are the expert. No, this gentleman actually has an honors degree in clinical psychology. So he understands the brain. He understands human psychology. He understands the chemical imbalances sometimes that go about it. Of Lichek?
No, not at all. But the biggest problem that I've said about 20 years ago, and I'm still going to say it for the next 20, is that, what you're doing right now, somebody trained you in it.
Yeah.
Definitely. You didn't just wake up one day
and just boom,
and boom, you can do all these machines and stuff. You know, the limousine that brought me here, the driver, somebody trained him how to drive from point A to B. The cook, the guy, the gardener, we trained people in what they do on the planet. There's only one area where that training does not take place. You know where it is? When it comes to LOVE.
Oh, there, it's free for all.
We expect manna from heaven to fall on everybody, so you just wake up and you know how to be a boyfriend, how to be a girlfriend, how to be a husband, how to be a wife, how to be a mother, how to be a father. You know, you're supposed to know. You are human. But how come everything else you are trained in? So that is and has been missing, and it contributes to why we have the dramas that we have on the planet when it comes to relationships.
Especially in the land of the brave.
Yes.
Especially with the statistics.
We are a beautiful country. We are a peaceful country. But we are not a safe country. Especially when it comes to loving relationships. We are not safe. Why? Because we don't take the time to say, wait a minute, if you are a Damara and you meet a hetero girl, how do these two cultures make love? If you are a Vambu and you meet an Afrikaner, how do you bond? How do you vibe? How do you connect? That blueprint, we don't create. We have never done that. But we expect, you know, you're supposed to know. Supposed to know based on what? Everything, life is learned behavior. Do you know that? Everything that we know about life, we learn, we are taught. You have instincts that are very limited. They teach you, your instincts teach you, I'm thirsty. Doesn't teach you how to differentiate between paraffin, water, gin.
I see the point you're making.
Because they all look the same. You say, it's all liquid and it's all clear. So whether it is vinegar, water, vodka, or paraffin, a child can drink. You have to teach. To say, no, this is dangerous. this is water, this is good. We are trained. Your instincts tell you, you are hungry. What is poisonous, what's not? What's rotten, what's not? We are trained, we are taught. When it comes to our emotions, when it comes to the baggage of the heart, we are not trained. Now, maybe back in the old days, they tried. But remember, back in the old days, everything was also prearranged. Mm-hmm. Prearranged marriages. Yes. They will just say, hey, look, they can't.
Van die hees.
Mm. There's no yona. As you groot rak, eh, lobola, rak out, rak
wees. But Uncle G, those marriages still stand.
Yet, they don't say, that will be your wife. Why her and not that other one? How are we going to emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, financially, socially, how are we going to connect? Just because you pointed her out or him out, that doesn't mean...
No, they've got a lot of cosmos. That does not bring
about the chemistry that we need to connect. So there are people who are married or engaged forever because we have not done our homework to say, why do we belong together? I say, anyone above the age of 30 have no business being in a relationship without any clear intention, purpose, direction, vision. Get out. Go sell Kapana or do whatever.
Because you're wasting each other's time.
You're wasting each other's time. But if you are, if you didn't have it, create it. Sit down at the table. It's like, who comes us? He saw. Why are we together? 10 years, 8 years, five. Why? Where are you going? Where am I going? Are we going in the same direction? Because if we are, fine. Whether we marry or not, we are intentionally, passionately going in the same direction. But we don't belong together. Why are you wasting my time? Why am I wasting yours? We don't have those conversations. You know how I know these things? Well, I get to meet my people. 14 years together. I ask simple things like, what is his favorite color? I have no clue. Well, what's
happening? And you have real experiences with some of your clients
that. Why not? What's his favorite music? It's Valentine's. It's his birthday. You want to surprise him with a CD. What is his favorite artist? I have no clue. But you are with the person 9 years. Who is he when he's happy, joyful, excited, animated? Who is he when he's depressed, when he's anxious, when he's angry, when he's disappointed, when he's upset, when he's whatever? You don't know. Why are you together? Because if you know these things, you will have to know how to handle, how to treat, how to react to him or to her.
And vice versa.
So why do we fight? Why do you fight somebody you claim to love?
Violently even sometimes.
Definitely, why? Why do you do that? No, I love you, but no, exile you. Why? Where are we to have the sense of purpose to say that this is a woman I love, she did something that upset me. This is a guy that I love. He did something that is so irritating. I don't know what to do. But you can make the separation between the two. It's not, I drunk up. No, it's that man I love who has a drinking problem. Two different things.
Oh, two different. Wow. Wow, you just made an incredible example.
Okay. Where are we separating our persons from the issues?
I want to quickly leave you with a thought before we play the adverts. In your open monologue, right? When you were laying something down, you were painting a picture. There's something that I saw, right? And I always say this in my private circles. Coming back to the violence in relationships in this country. When you look at most of the cases where the violence occur, most of them perpetrated by men against women.
Yes.
most of these gentlemen are not career criminals. They are not, oh, this guy was convicted of this crime. It's a normal guy working in IT. It's a normal teacher. It's a normal
love it at work.
Okay, but you can. I stand and Lawrence Hanan and Elke Kerker too.
Is it
Gavin? Gavin, but Osset Brika was Elke Kerker.
Yes.
Normal guy.
Yes.
The thing that he probably heard before that was probably a fly.
Okay.
The worst that he has done is probably a traffic fine.
Yes.
And then you hear this guy committed the most hideous crime.
No, it was not just a fly. He also killed a mosquito.
A mosquito, yeah. Donor. And then you hear, and then you read, and you see in the community, it's a Lawrence, it's a Gavin, it's a Denzel, it's a NSK, did the most hideous thing.
Yes.
He ended a life, and he ended the life gruesomely.
Yes.
Think about that, Uncle G, for a second, and we'll be back in a bit.
No problem.
Just to pick it up from there.
Yeah.
Because I think about it, seriously, these are not career criminals. Just that thought that you said in terms of training.
Yes.
We are trained to separate between paraffin, gin, and water when we are thirsty.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. Okay. It's 9:21 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We are celebrating Valentine's Day, and we are going to have an honest conversation about the state of relationships in this country.
You bring the ice, we'll break it up. Heaven's missing an angel.
Man, one of the best to have ever done it.
Here you go.
Yes.
Ah.
Oh my goodness. Here is a strong Damara gangster looking guy,
but
talking
but,
about having this, heaven is missing an angel.
And I always want, he's one of the people that I think of. It's like if we were to have been born, like let's say in the American market, how big he would be.
How big this guy would have been representing us so beautifully.
Yes. There, it's like we have talents. Namibia, how do we appreciate? Let me not go there. Brave Warriors, whatever. We don't have stadiums. But because we win one or two games at AFCON, suddenly they are the darlings of Namibia. But they come back to still no stadiums.
Kick them down.
Ouch.
It's 9:27 in Namibia's Heart and Soul, the NSK, with our special, incredible guest, Uncle GP, who I met many years ago at my previous platform, and he has profoundly changed how I look at things as well, just by listening to him for years. Not even personal interaction, just by listening to him. I left something on your table before we went for a break.
Yes.
And perhaps just to the courtesy of someone that just tuned in, I was saying, in private circles, I always express this. When it comes to the violence that we see in relationships,
yes,
right? Most of the perpetrators are not career criminals.
No.
They are normal guys who have normal careers.
Yes.
Little banking job, mechanic comes from a good home or an average home.
Yes.
The worst that he has done, perhaps, is a traffic fine.
Or killing a mosquito.
Or killing a mosquito.
Yeah.
Now he is here, stabbing a woman 20 times and ending her life.
Yes.
Make that make sense, Uncle G.
That's not about love. It's about control. It's about entitlement. It's about possession. We live on a planet that says there are few cultures here and there, but the majority of cultures, it does not matter how rich or poor. There's one thing that is pretty much consistent, and that's that the idea, fake, crazy, but the idea that men are superior to women in our cultures. So that's why the guy pays the lobola and not the woman. That's why the guy is the one asking for a hand in marriage and not the woman. All of those things coming from wherever we are coming from. Patriarchy at work. When that gentle guy who feels offended, feels like my power, my control, my harem in terms of the environment that he has created for himself, even if it is one woman, should not be disturbed. And he had pa, grandpa, great-grandpa, all being living examples of, hey, a fruit, pradiso, majoni. you what he said, what can you do? We coming from that era of saying, no, I'm head of household. When do we explore? What does that mean? If you are really head of household, how come your household is not together? How come your household is not happy, healthy, wealthy?
Do they even know that the household is not happy?
No, we normalize violence. We normalize dysfunctionality. We normalize. Unfortunately, that's why I was saying, where are we grooming and guiding and training men and women, boys and girls, into what are relationships? So that you can know that when you are in a relationship, I'm accountable to you. You are accountable to me. Honesty, respect, transparency, trust. We say trust is earned. But how do you earn trust? Where is that module? Where is that subject in high school? Where is that module at university that says, this is how you earn trust. This is how you earn respect. This is why honesty is best policy. It's just words we throw around without making them manifest in our lives. So when someone says, this is a person for the last 10, 15 years have been living in an environment that says, you fro, leister ni, slanet, you are offended, she is yours. Dun vat je wel.
And this is now even the friends, not even advising.
Even the friends. How many cases I hear about where people, but God said, you are the rib. I'm the only human. God made Adam. Eve was just a belasting, a rib. So that kind of ideology is still at work. To say, no, you don't talk back to parents. You don't talk back to husband. You don't talk back to boyfriend. So if you do, they are looking for trouble. And it's like men who says, no, I beat her just to discipline. And I always ask, when you as a man do wrong, who disciplines you? Who disciplines you? So, but as you were talking about this day of Valentine, you started with Selma.
Oh, before now, yeah.
Based on...
And that's why I asked those questions. That's why I asked those questions.
Unfortunately, maybe in the next 10, 20, 30, 50 years, we will have a base of research that is African at its core. Unfortunately, right now we don't. Most of research done, especially on relationships, especially on psychology, is from the West.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Okay.
Yeah, those studies are done there.
They are done there. But when we are looking at that, what is clear is that men and women, the way we operate, the way we are, we are different. Equality is not about doing the same things, earning the same money. No, it's about validating a person in their space. The example I always give, simple, is that a man goes hunting,
yes,
brings the kudu home, he gets 100 points. The woman takes the kudu, cut it up in biltong, makes some nice stew, give us a braai, she also gets 100 points, not 20, not 30. 100 for him hunting, 100 for her cooking.
And that's the equality.
That's the equality. It's not to say that the woman should go hunt and the man must cook, even though they actually can. So for us to want to be limited to, no, only men must hunt. You know, we all hunt today at a grocery store. We all hunt. When was the last time you went hunting? We all go grocery shopping. That's hunting. So if we can all go walk to a grocery store, we also can cook. Actually, men are better cooks on the planet. Best chefs.
Michelin chefs.
Watch those cooking channels on TV. The men are beating the women to no end. The Western research I'm referring to says that the longer you are dating in a relationship, 5, 8, 12, 15 years, without intentional plans, the more you rack the person slacker won't. You get used to the person. We get used to our individualities put together on occasion. What does that say? People who get married 8, 10, 12 years after dating have the highest rate of divorce. Why? Because I guess gewoon aan my space. I do what I do. We meet, but you are over there as my girlfriend, as your boyfriend. We don't live life struggling together, molding each other because we are bonded by marriage from day one, from day two. No, we wait. Now, after 8 years, now gewoon drag aan you showering for 20 minutes. No, you're wasting my water, my car, my house, my this, my that. We are not used to we. Now we have to adjust to our car, our house, our food, our money. Ooh, that one.
And especially as adults to adjust is very
people
difficult.
Who are married in community of property, but still act and react and treat each other as if they are married out of community of property when it comes to money. No, it's say geld, it's my geld, it's our geld. No, if you are in community, it's our money. And if we are to divorce tomorrow, guess what? We will be starkly reminded of it's our money. So why do we live as if it's your geld? No, people who are married, but you have they've never seen each other's pay slips.
That is weird.
Okay.
That is very weird. How? We are married, we are together in one house, you don't know how much I earn, and you don't know how...
No.
No, my God.
Out of need.
It's a man's dead, Uncle G.
Plenty of them. What is the bills? Oh, no, we need to pay this and the car and the child medical. Okay, here's... But where is the actual thing, all the money put together, pull it, and distribute it equitably based on our needs and wants and desires? No.
I want to quickly give you a beautiful example. Now that you mentioned this, oh my word, it's so beautiful now that you mentioned this. Between 7 and 8, we featured a young couple.
Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity of handling their wedding ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
They were together since 2012.
Mm-hmm.
They got married in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
They will make 5 years now in November.
Yes.
The wife, Bonita, she mentioned something very, very important. Now that you mentioned the money.
Mm.
Or was it the husband? I think it was Bradley. He said, look, I'm terrible with money.
Uh-huh.
So my wife, she's the financial head of the house.
Yes.
She takes all the money and she handles our finances.
Yes.
I, on the other hand, I'm the spiritual leader of the house.
Uh-huh.
I move us in the direction spiritually.
Yes.
I make sure that our mental and everything is in one direction.
Yes.
So now what you're saying here now, you're saying there are people who don't even...
No. The Bonitas and the Brands of this world, very few. There are people who are like, no. I am very lousy at money. But since I'm the man, and since I have the last say, I'm the head of household, let me waste it. Because I have no clue as to how to save, how to bargain, how to negotiate for a better deal when it comes to life insurance policies, the best car, best in the better environment to live in, what to buy, what's the difference between this brand and that brand. I have no clue. Money comes, money go, where I'm concerned. So, I like what you're saying to the young couple, my wife is the money person. Mm-hmm. 23 years. All I do is like, honey, we need this. Do we have money for it? She's like, hey, go for it. Oh, no, wait. This other thing needs to this other thing, and then you can do whatever you want.
But it's also knowing your strength, isn't it, as a person? Are we even there as men in the country?
We go back to what is strength? How do you spell the word? Who trained you in your strength? You know how many people are into business? There's this concept in the business world called SWOT analysis.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know what it stands for?
Yes. Strength, weakness. What is it? What is AUGA? I think analysis and...
No.
It's
SWOT.
OT.
Opportunities.
Opportunities. What was the T?
Threats.
And threats. Okay. Yeah. Yo, you took me back now to second to second year.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many people do a SWOT analysis on their relationship?
Ah, SWOT analysis in a relationship, Uncle G.
Yeah. That you know, that's what people come for in private, to come and see. What did you mean? Where do we acknowledge our strength? What are our weaknesses from both sides? What are the opportunities in front of us for our family? Mm. What is threatening? Your Kamboroto, my toy boy, what are our threats? And how do we handle all of this? We don't do that with our relationships. But we do that with our businesses, our families, but not ourselves. So who's your woman? What are her strengths? How do you lean on her for that? What are her weaknesses? How do you support her, enhance, help her to alleviate whatever burden comes through her weaknesses? Where are you? What are the opportunities? Men and women who are like, no, you can't go back to school. You want another degree so that you can earn more than I, so that you can have better status than I. No, you...
Man, I don't understand that.
Okay.
I don't understand it. Listen, we are married. We are in one house.
Yeah.
If you have an opportunity to make more money
for us,
who's it gonna benefit?
Us.
Us most.
I'm too blind to see that. I'm too blind. Never trained into how to appreciate you, how to the best use of your strength, your energy, your vibe, your whatever. You are good at this. Run with it. I'm good at this other thing. I'll run with it. At the end of the day, it benefits us. There are a lot of people who don't see it that way. There are a lot of people who are together, married or not, who are in competition with each one another. Unfortunately. And then they come to this day, and then they want to give each other flowers and say, I love you. But last week, forget it. Next week, forget it. You want to celebrate Valentine's? That's fine. Just not with me. You know how many people are already been sending me happy Valentine's Day or more?
Yeah.
I just ignore them. Because whatever you are doing today, why not do it tomorrow? Why not next month? Why don't we celebrate love on a regular basis? Maybe it will make away, go away the violence, the strife, the dysfunctionality, the cheating, the stress that people encounter in their relationships. Maybe it will go away because we are doing the vava.
The vava.
You know what is a vava? Ask me after the...
I'll ask you. Stick around. It's 9:42. If you have questions, we will open up the lines after this. 083-000-1029.
Next time you're here at the airport, you'll know...
It's music by world superstar Davido and Ashake, No Competition. Funny enough that this song is lined up, Uncle G, because just now you were saying there are couples that are in competition with each other.
Uh-huh.
And Davido's saying, no competition, please. We must just love each other.
No. We should not be competing for attention, for money, for status, for prestige, for my family is better than yours. No. There's no place for competition in love.
Mm.
And so if this day has any value to you, don't just limit it today. Tomorrow, the next day. Do the vava.
Mm. Let's talk about the vava.
The vava is a creation of... It's a creation of Uncle GEP. And it's simply saying, V-A-V-A.
Mm.
You want a healthy relationship? Do the vava. What is the vava? Validate one another, appreciate one another, value one another, admire one another. And it needs to be embedded in all your attitudes, your mannerism, your activities, your actions. It needs to be seen and felt and felt and shown every day. How many times you, honey, can I have please have a cup of water? Thank you.
Just that please and that thank you.
Wow, you look good today. Wow, you smell nice today. Wait, you're so cute. Look at this. Where are we giving each other compliments, validating each other? Why? Because that's the compost. That's the fertilizer that we need in this tree called our relationship. A relationship is like a tree. It needs water. It needs fertilizers. It needs compost. It needs a shade. If you don't, if you plant a tree and you let it be, just like it will dry out, die. Relationships, just the same. If it is not giving the water, what is the water? The compliments, the touch, the knowing your love languages, practicing them, knowing your partner's love language, getting to acknowledge it and say, I know today is Friday and my baby likes this. I don't know why old grown people are calling each other babies, still, but that's a... I know my baby likes this. Where are we to say, no, I know you like the U magazine. Yeah. I know you.
Something as simple as that.
As simple as that. No, I walked by the shop and I saw a t-shirt. It said, I just smelled you. Simple things. That a chocolate, it doesn't have to be material. It's just that, you know, I when I travel, one thing that I like when I travel around the country, coming back home, we don't even speak it. I sometimes just think it is like, ooh, what's she gonna do? Is she gonna surprise me with a bubble bath? And so varuk, I come in, put my bags down, and it's like, honey, bathroom is ready for you. It's like, no, you went on a training or whatever I did. No phone for the next hour. No music, no people calling you.
Just go.
Bubble bath, hot water, candles, incense for the next hour. I don't want to hear your voice. You can tell me how was the trip afterwards. I get that. My wife has received me at the airport with flowers for me.
And you know what, Uncle G, my co-host, right? We were talking about that, even the flowers thing for gentlemen, Valentine's, whatever. And it was so weird for people when Shaquan said, no, this year, as women, we must give men flowers. And then it's like, why? Who come and egg a man of flowers here?
And it can be literal flowers. Or symbolic flowers. Is it like on your birthday, getting flowers? On your birthday, being treated. It's like, what was it? Two years ago, we went to this one restaurant. They have this extra marinated meat.
Okay.
So she had traveled. She come in. She's like, I've not forgotten that the other day was your birthday. Let's go. I'm like, honey, but you just got here. Ah, no. Let's go. I made reservations. I'm like, what? How much is this? It's like, that's half my paycheck, but yeah, it's your birthday. I'm validating you. Just eat. Don't worry. We'll get the money come, money go.
That word validation.
Yes.
Uncle G, part of the Vava.
Hmm.
Today's woke kids will tell you, well, I don't need your validation.
They are so wrong and they are so off. No wonder they are so messed up. And unfortunately, they have parents, us, grandparents, us, who feel so intimidated by them and their so-called woke whatever. We don't stand up for them. Men say that, on Valentine's Day, yeah, I will validate you today. But more, ek streg op die ander pad. What is die pad? Ek vloek for you. You know, when you are insulting...
The fluke thing there, my goodness.
When you are insulting someone, are you building them up or are you breaking them down? Are you building up the person or are you breaking down the person? When you open your mouth... for curse words to come out of your mouth towards that beloved angel of yours. Are you breaking that person down or are you building them up? You need to ask yourself. Because when you say, yo ma se, yo pa se, yo whatever, you ugly thing, are you pulling that person towards you, or are you pushing that person away? And then you wonder, yeah, you don't give me love, but you push me away. I remember one of my couples who came from the south many years ago. The guy went out of his way in his drunkenness because he took pride in being drunk. Because a man, I provide everything. What's the big deal with that?
The mechanic was me bokol drink.
Yes. So, but when he's with his bokol, he's insulting the woman. So one day she said, no more. Cookie closed. So he's like, it's now 3 months. What's a droogte, Ziri? But she, what did she say to him? Do I want to give you to? I want to give it to you. But you say it's the ugliest on the planet. So I'm ashamed to give you the ugliest on the planet. How can I give you this?
The power of words.
Yeah. So they were in my office with the men crying that I'm trying to behave. I cut down on the alcohol. I'm not even going out late at night.
Yeah.
But she's still no sex for 3 months.
Hold that thought, Uncle G. Moro, moro.
Good morning. How are you?
We good. How are you doing?
I cannot complain.
Talk to us, Uncle GP is in the studio.
Yes. I'm hearing your conversation, and I find it quite interesting. And I was just thinking, you know, I'm agreeing with what you guys are saying. You know, in terms of, and I don't know who told women that as men we don't appreciate flowers. You know, women are so much telling us that we must get into touch with our feminine side and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So give us flowers. Maybe that will help as well to understand. But there was just one small joke I wanted to share with you guys.
He does.
You know, and it is for those people that I was not so conversant and fluent in English. So this couple also went to a restaurant, you know, and then the one guy was... He also took his girlfriend out. Then he heard looking.
You broke up there a little bit. Just say, then they went to the restaurant and too?
Yeah, and it was maybe a Valentine's thing as well. So then, you know, he was looking around and listening around. And then the one guy said to his girlfriend, honey, please pass me the honey. Wow, and then he was feeling a bit bad, you know. And the other guy said, sugar, please pass me the sugar. You know, and he was... you know, and he says, it's like, now he's holding me up, and that's a brief man. You know, stuff like that. You know, so, yeah.
So, but basically you're saying maybe it's also time that they understand that they need to give us flowers. They can't just say, well, get in touch with your feelings and not exercise it.
Yes.
Exactly.
And not only, but yes. Mm. Yes, must be a queenie.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, honey, sugar, it's a term of endearment.
Ons
broer, die geweet die. I dink net die woord gaan met die.
He's from the Kasi. If he can't give him the word.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Buta. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Uncle G.
Uh-huh.
We've got the day now.
Yes.
We we're gonna podcast this just for anyone maybe that just tuned in right now.
Okay.
Just for them to revisit this conversation.
Okay.
And listen and, you know, keep taking a few things because you said a lot of profound things. But going forward right now.
Uh-huh.
I hear what you're saying. I'm listening to what you're saying. But I'm not used to this thing. I'm already an adult, man. Because, clear, man.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about after 30, I have no business dating if I don't have purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I'm 35. No, who know? What? No.
Okay. Because just like you here, you want to become the editor, the manager, broadcast manager, maybe one day you want to be the owner. In your mind, you look for growth. Where is growth in your relationship? Where are you actually tabulating with your partner to say, in 5 years' time, in 10 years, where are we? Livers, are we still in Nakasi or are we now in Ludwigsdorf? Are we still in Windhoek? Are we now at Handy's Bay? Where, business-wise, life-wise, are we still here 20 years from now, or are we, do we own a farm? Where you are planning these things. So why date just for date sake of dating when life is like, you know, but you have children. You have two. They are looking for daddy. What is a successful father like? What is a successful husband like? Because you are the one modeling the role of men to your daughters. And if you are not doing the good job, no wonder so many girls...
They will learn outside.
They will learn outside, or they will be without. And then they're looking for sugar daddies all over. So we need to get our game together. You don't do things just for the sake. You don't just play soccer. You want to go to the World Cup. You want to win AFCON. You just don't play for the sake of playing.
By the way, Uncle G, in 2024, we don't say sugar daddies anymore now.
Huh?
We don't say sugar daddies anymore now. Uncle G, you have to get with the times.
What do we call them?
Okay, it's either bless, you blesser.
It's still the same donkey.
Uncle G, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Okay.
This was illuminating. I promise you, this is also something new for a fresh listener to have someone just be this honest on air. Yes, sir. And one thing that we pride ourselves is authenticity.
At that old platform many years ago, we are going back, what, 10, 12 years ago?
Imagine. No, but people are woke now, Uncle G. Like I said, with the validation thing.
Okay.
Spill G. This conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. And go listen to it again.
Yeah, and people want to find me. Seriously.
Yes, please.
081-279-2332.
Please repeat it.
081-279-2332.
All right.
That's a public number. You know how many people have that number on their phones?
And you've been doing it for years. I never really understood it.
It's like, but don't you have a private number? It's like, no, I tried to have a private number. Didn't work for me.
Oh my goodness. King Arthur is on standby right opposite Cop 10 o'clock. Play the news right now, and we're going to continue with our Valentine celebrations on Fresh FM. Until the next one, we say GMTM.
What makes this Shaquan and NSK on 102.9?